A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled, Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Thanks for being with us this evening. We are watching closely the NFL draft, of course. The biggest news here locally, Zach Wilson goes number two to the New York Jets. It was made official this afternoon, and we got to see it happen. You got to hear it happen here on KSL News Radio. And just a little minor trade here. The Dallas Cowboys just gave up the 10th pick to their NFC East rivals, the Philadelphia Eagles. And the Eagles have promptly picked up Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner out of Alabama. So they moved up, and they got themselves. Scott, I'll tell you, too. This guy, Devontae Smith, had the look on his face like Aaron Rodgers did that one year in 2000. I think I want to say it was 2005. And it was this like, okay, one of my teammates already just got picked. I don't know what's happening here. I don't know how far I'm going to fall. If I don't get picked soon, maybe I end up going to the end of the first round or, you know, somewhere where the money isn't as good and where you think you're not going to be going. It's this absolute torture.
Well, it's that whole thing
guys.
With all those quarterbacks going early, that a lot of players that are really good are going to start falling into to slots, and this is a perfect example.
Right, so you're Justin
this is a
Fields.
Great player. I mean,
you're Justin Fields and your Mac Joneses are sitting around going, "Hello."
Yeah.
Nobody's calling.
Got to be elated by what they got, the Eagles.
Yeah, it's awesome. They picked up the Heisman Trophy winner. The knock on him, of course, is that he is absolutely
tiny.
Tiny, yes. Very small. And,
yeah, but when you're tiny, you run fast. And
yeah,
he does run fast.
Come on.
And
absolutely.
Yeah, the tiny doesn't bother me at all.
Not bad. Alabama, two top 10 wide receivers in the NFL draft. Bill Riley, the voice of the Utes, joining us right now on KSL's Unrivaled. Bill, thanks for being with us. It's a rare year that the Utes don't have names in the draft. A rare time for Kyle Whittingham as he retools. Certainly he believes he's got guys who he's going to put there in the NFL draft one day.
I was doing the math yesterday, and I counted, yeah, they don't have anybody this year. They had, you know, nine last year. But, you know, depending because of the weird eligibility, everybody's coming back. But next year, I think Utah has the possibility of anywhere from 9 to 11 guys being drafted, which would be a record.
Wow.
I sat down and put pen to paper and was pretty truthful and honest, seven-round guys. But I think they could have anywhere from 9 to 11 guys drafted if they decided they wanted to come out next year, which would be pretty good haul.
Yeah, who do you think is at the top of that list right now?
Well, I think it's Devin Lloyd, and I think it's Nick Ford for sure. I think both those guys would have been drafted if they came out this year, Scott. And I think both are going to be a great position to be there next year. Trying to think of who are some of the other guys I had on that list. I think Bambadele Olaseni, who may start this year at left tackle for Utah, certainly right tackle, would have an opportunity to do that. I think Sewell, whose name was called tonight, would have another chance. I think Nephi Sewell's a guy that is an NFL guy. I'm not sure what position he necessarily plays. Vontae Davis could have the same type track that Terrell Burgess had if he has a year this year bigger than he had last year. Mika Tafua is another guy that could be there. Charlie Brewer could be a late-round quarterback selection. I'm just thinking – I think Britton Covey's got a great chance to be drafted as, you know, kind of a down the line receiver, but a punt returner, special teams guy.
You go to the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah, Patriots
exactly.
Would love it.
So I think next year, I think BYU probably ends up with four, maybe five guys drafted this weekend. You know, Wilson already went tonight. Christensen's probably going to go tomorrow. You've got Kyrus Tonga,
right.
Dax Milne, Tristan Hodge. Hodge has a chance to go.
Yeah, Matt Bushman and might sneak in there. Yeah,
yeah, Matt Bushman toward the end. If you know, is a guy you take a flyer on him late, hope that he's healthy by camp. So I think BYU could have five or six, and that would be about the best year they've had. You tell me, Alex.
No, for sure. I mean,
2 decades.
Yeah, the numbers are ridiculous when you talk about how many times BYU has had multiple players taken in a draft. Just multiple players taken in a draft. It was in 2003. So it's you talk about or 2009. Excuse me, it's 12 years ago that BYU had more than one person taken in the draft, which I think BYU fans just assume, hey man, we got a bunch of guys going to the NFL all the time, and you have guys that might make rosters, but BYU has not had guys getting drafted that often. They instead have been putting guys into the league, you know, just barely kind of getting signed on to practice squads and then making some rosters here and there. But the reality is that when a new coach comes in and they say, what do you want to do? What are you going to tell these kids when you're recruiting? Kalani Sitake said, I want to tell these kids that they can go to the NFL from BYU, that they're going to go to the NFL. And I'll tell you too, he takes the lead from Kyle Whittingham. Kyle Whittingham is just, it's a factory up there of just pumping guys into the NFL. What makes it different up there that Kyle Whittingham does? Like, you talk about BYU being a quarterback you back in the 80s and early 90s, but it's like linebacker you, it's running back
you. Defensive backs.
It's kind of at all on defense for sure.
Well, I just think Kyle, you know, there's not the restriction, there's not an honor code that he has to deal with, so he's got a little bit of an advantage there that he's playing into. But I think what Kalani learned is, and being with Kyle all that time, is the development of the guys. That's really what it is. And I was talking about this on my show today. Pro Pick Six, you know, previews comes out every year. For back-to-back years, Utah's been number one in the country in all the Division I football of taking guys that were, you know, lower recruits and developing them into NFL players. I think that's the secret sauce with Kyle. And what they were always able to do at the Mountain West and WAC levels is find guys that they project. They're so very good at seeing somebody that fits with what they want to do and being able to develop those guys. And Kalani learned that, and I think he's doing the same thing because you're seeing that. He's been at BYU 4 years now, going 5 years now, and he's finding guys and developing guys. Let's be really fair. Zach Wilson, come on. A year ago at this time, we didn't even know if he'd be the starting quarterback,
right.
But he and Aaron Roderick developed him. Jeff Grimes developed him. Guys like Kyrus Tonga, the offensive lineman, he's doing a good job of identifying these guys because BYU's not landing 4 and 5 star
right.
guys.
They're 2 and 3 star
guys. They're finding these guys and developing them.
Yeah, and you know, BYU's whole thing is, you know, when they showed Brady Christensen's numbers at the combine, and it's ridiculous for how big he is, and he's massively athletic, and they're like, this guy's a 2 star guy out of high school. And it's like, well, yeah, I mean, it's great. It is great, but BYU doesn't want to hear that. I think fans don't necessarily want to hear, hey, we signed this 2-star guy and he turned into this. It's, let's see those 4-star guys get signed here and there and the occasional 5-star every, you know, 5 or 6 years or so, whatever, once in a generation player. But even Zach Wilson, you know, this was a guy who there wasn't room for him at Utah when he was coming out of school, and with good reason. You had way more stars in front of him that would have been in front of him at Utah. Goes to Boise State, and then he decides, he commits there and then just goes, look, I think I might have a better shot. And kudos to Ty Detmer and Kalani for putting the pitch on him and getting him there to BYU. Bill, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you again, man.
Nice talking to you, Bill.
Oh, geez.
Hey, Scott, good talking to you, too. By the way, Justin Fields is a Bear.
Oh, he just got made a Chicago
wow,
Bear.
That's,
look at that.
That's a nice move for him.
All right, Bill, we appreciate it. Coming up next, we've got Aaron Roderick, the offensive coordinator from BYU, quarterback coach, of course, for Zach Wilson while he was there. And as Bill mentioned, one of those guys who helped him develop into what he is. Let's take the break here. He'll be from Cleveland. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unraveled on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.